人的话说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，凡骂弟兄的拉加的难免公会的审判，凡骂弟兄是魔力的难免地狱的火。所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去向弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。你同告你的对头还在路上，就赶紧与他和席，恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付衙役，你就下在监里了。我实在告诉你们，若有一文钱没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。Is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 through 26. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raka, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gifts at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. Praise the Lord. 我们下面把请这个主日学的朋友们到孩童们到主日学，然后我们把时间交给牧师跟翻译的。
Today is a special day.
但没有什么笑话给大家。
So I will not share any joke with you.
我想你们已经收到各种各样不同的开今天玩笑的邮件。
I think probably you have received many April 1st fools as you open your email.
但是我们今天还在讨论呢，这个教会就是很难开玩笑。
Today I'm going to discuss a little bit on the topic where church is a place you don't make jokes.
所以谁想开别人的玩笑，最后发现只有自己被别人开玩笑了。
So if you want to make fun of others, you will be mocked by others.
但是我们今天读的经文却是跟这个今天有点点关系。
But the scripture read by brother has something to do with the topic I'm going to preach upon.
但我们看这个中文圣经是看不出来的。
But if we only read a Chinese version, it doesn't seem to be the case.
我发现那个大部分的英文圣经都是把它翻出来的。
In most of the English versions, I think it was translated clearly.
所以这里的圣经说你们不可以骂弟兄是魔力。
So here it talks about do not say to your brother, Raka.
Mori.
More.
这个魔力。我用的是希腊文这个第二个。
Mori. You fool.
对一般的英文圣经都不是按照它的音译的，所以中文是按照音译的。
So only the Chinese translation followed the phonological meaning, phonetics.
它的意思就是傻瓜。
Meaning fool.
但是我们知道这是很严重的。
But this is a very serious calling.
OK, 让我们回来上一段的经文。
Let's come back to the beginning of the word.
耶稣讲到呢，我们的义要超过文士和法利赛人的义。
here Jesus suggests that our righteousness should surpass that of teachers of law and the Pharisees.
我们怎么样去超过法利赛人和文士的义呢？
How can we do that?
我们不是寻求自己的义。
We're not seeking our self-righteousness.
我们不是只注重形式上的那些礼仪。
We're not only be good at, you know, formality.
而耶稣要真正的把律法的精神解释出来。
Jesus here is trying to interpret the spirit of the law.
所以在接下来的经文里面，
So in the following verses,
耶稣要把整个律法从外在的形式转现我们的内心。
So Jesus was trying to interpret the real meaning.
他不是要废掉那些旧约的律法要求的道德要求。
He has not come to abolish the law.
他是要实现。
But accomplish.
但是他不是透过一种拘泥于形式的律法主义。
He has not done that through being emphasized in the formality.
但是他是要把我们在圣灵里面，就是在我们的内心里面的更新。
He emphasized on the reformation in our heart, in spirit.
而且耶稣要求是我们去活出那个律法的精神，而不是它的字面。
He commanded us to live out the spirit.
在新约里面，在福音书里面有一个例子，就是安息日。
In the New Testament, in the book of Gospel, there's an example about Sabbath.
大家知道，在安息日，犹太人有很多的规定。
At the Sabbath, there are many rules about it for Jews.
比如说，你早上出门之前，应该是从昨天晚上开始，下午大概五点钟开始。
Before you get out of your house in the morning.
然后呢
？Actually, starting from the day before.、Yeah.
然后呢？你可以动很多东西，但是你不可以一起的。比如说，你可以拿起针，也可以拿起线。
You can take many things. For instance, you can take the needle and the thread.
但是不可以把线穿过针。
But you cannot put the thread through the needle.
穿过针呢，你就算不守安息日，你就要被打死。
If you do that, you are violate the Sabbath's regulation, you'll be beat to death.
你可以动锅，你也可以动水。
You can touch the cooker and the water.
然后把水放到锅里面。
If you put the water into the cooker.
但是不可以把它烧开。
But you can't burn it.
烧开你就是做工了。
If you burn the water, that means you labored.
但是每一个人在安息日都要走路。
But during the Sabbath, everyone has to walk.
所以要走多长才算不会超过不守安息日呢？
How long can you walk so you're not violate the rules?
所以这个有很多的规定。
So there are many regulations.
关于安息日的书你就看不完，多得不得了。
There are so many books about Sabbath.
但是耶稣呢，却好像给人的印象就是不守安息日。
But the impression that Jesus has given to others is he's not is not really observed, you know, Sabbath.
大家注意到耶稣的门徒在安息日还在走路。
We all know that Jesus' disciples, they used to walk,
而且他们肚子饿了。
When they are hungry.
那很显然他们没有在会堂里面吃午饭。
Of course, they have not eaten anything in the temple.
所以他们在整天在走路。
So they walk every day.
结果他们还吃东西。
They eat things.
而且耶稣在安息日还治病。
And even Jesus healed people during Sabbath.
所以耶稣告诉那些人说
So Jesus told those people,
这个安息日的意义
the meaning of Sabbath,
不是我们死守一个日子
is not to really only observe that day,
而是上帝用来赐福的日子。
But it's the day of God's blessing.
所以什么叫赐福呢？就是对那些有益的，那些行善的，就是对他人有益和行善的。
What is that blessing for? It's the blessing for people with righteousness.
所以耶稣说在安息日行善是可以的，不守安息日是可以的。
So Jesus here suggests that you don't have to observe Sabbath if you have good deeds, for the reason of good deeds.
所以我在想啊，如果哪一天我们发现礼拜天教会人特别少了，
For example, if one day suddenly you find there are not many people in the Sunday worship service,
但可能也不是特别糟糕的事情。
It may not be a very bad thing.
说不定还要令人高兴，因为那一天弟兄姊妹都出去行善去了。
You may be happy for that if the brother sisters going out to do good deeds.
所以耶稣要活出这个，要我们活出这个律法的精神。
So Jesus here is suggesting us to live out the spirit of the law.
那么耶稣首先呢，他要来解释这些古代的律法应当怎么理解。
So here first he was trying to interpret.
所以从21节到48节里面。
So from verse 21 to 48.
他总共有六个例子。
So he has given six examples.
他都是用一个格式来表达的。
He used the same sentence pattern.
你们听见古人的话。
So you have heard that it was said to the people long ago.
只是我告诉你们。
But I tell you.
所以呢，耶稣都是说，你们以前听见有人告诉你们律法是这样的。
So he said, you know, you have heard that it was said long ago.
但是我现在要告诉你。
But now I'm telling you.
这句话是一个不得了的宣告。
So this is such incredible pattern of proclaiming.
为什么呢？因为耶稣表达出来，他跟旧约吃律法的那一位是同等的。
Because Jesus is emphasized that he's as equal as the one in the Old Testament.
就是吩咐古人的话。
The one who really said to people.
那个吩咐人的，那个吩咐的就是上帝。
The people who said to people long ago is God.
但耶稣说，现在我吩咐你。
But Jesus said, I'm telling you now.
意思就是他就是上帝。
So he is the God.
或者是这句话从某种角度来讲，可能这样讲很难理解。
So this might be our incomprehensible sentence.
耶稣说，你们从前听见我对你们说。
Jesus said, you have heard what I said to you before.
但现在我还要告诉你们。
But now I'm telling you the same.
这个引起混乱。
This caused some confusion. Sometimes.
所以我们知道在约翰福音第八章就发生过。
So we know that in the book of John, chapter 8,
但是耶稣在这里表达出他就是旧约吩咐的那一位。
So here Jesus is emphasizing that he is the one that was said in the Old Testament.
这一个格式总共六次里面都有。
So this same sentence structure appeared six times.
但是这里呢，我们要特别的需要了解，耶稣到底是要给出一个新的律法呢，还是他真正解释了旧约的律法？
So we have to pay attention to here that is that Jesus is trying to give a new law or he's trying to interpret the old law?
早期教会有一个被认为是最会解经讲道的一个人，所以他的名字有两个字合成的，他的名字叫一个叫金，一个叫口。
In the earlier church day, there's a Bible scholar really very good at interpreting Bible. His name is with two words,
goat
and mouth.
对，叫做 Chrysostom， 这个
Chrysostom
就是金口的意思。
So he has goat mouth.
就是意思他很能讲。
Means he is very good.
他在解释这段经文的时候，他怎么说呢？
How does he interpret?
他和耶稣说：“你们从前就听了，早就听过我对你们说了。”
He said, "Jesus is reminding
you. 你们已经
heard this before.
你们已经学了几千年了。
You have learned this, studied this for thousands of years.
够了。
That's enough.
现在你们要更进一步。
Now you need to go further.
现在我要告诉你们一个更深的东西。
So now I'm telling you something deeper.
所以耶稣在这里带有责备的含义。
Of course, Jesus is criticizing something here.
你们几千年前听我说。
So you have heard this several thousands of years ago.
但是你们没有了解。
But you did not understand it.
那个圣经说什么呢？
What did it say?
他说凡杀人的都要受审判。
So anyone who murder is subject to judgment.
这是大家知道第六诫是什么？
This is the sixth commandment.
不可以杀人。
Do not murder.
但是杀人的都要什么被报应。
So anyone who murder will subject to judgment.
上帝对挪亚说反流人血的他的血也要被人流。
God told Noah that anyone slaught a person, then he will has the blood shed as well. Yeah, he will be killed. Yeah.
因为 啊，人是有上帝的形象。
Because a man has image of God.
这是旧约非常明显的教导。
This is a very obvious teaching in the Old Testament.
但是耶稣指出来呢，这句话它不仅仅只是一种用刀用枪把人杀了。
But here, Jesus not only referred to the killing action with knife and with gun.
包括用语言。
Here it means about the killing through your words.
大家知道孔子曾经说过一句话。
I hope you remember a word said by Confucius.
他说下士杀人，那个最低等的杀人用石头。
They're saying, you know, killing people, the low class people kill people with stone.
然后他说中士杀人呢用笔头。
So the middle class people kill people with your pen.
然后他说上士杀人用舌头。
So the people in the high class kill you with their tongue.
所以耶稣说你们不可以杀人的意思不仅仅是不可以拿石头出来，那是很低等的。
So do not murder, you know, said by Jesus does not mean you can't murder people.
如果你的脑袋一直想着不可杀人，就是拿枪拿刀，在孔子看来，你是理解是很粗的人。
So if you really think about murder people with knife and gun, and really you're
耶稣现在要告诉你说，不可杀人包含了语言。
Here, Jesus reminds us, do not murder also means.
而这个语言还带着一个情绪，一个态度在里面。
The words which is emotional.
那他说。我告诉你，反向弟兄动怒的都会难免受审判。
So you, whoever be angry with brothers will be subjected to judgment.
其实在旧约里边也是有的。
Of course, this occurred in the Old Testament time
as well. 在利未记的十九章里面。
In Leviticus chapter 19, verses 17.
在利未记里面呢，就是说这个人要是藐视，让向邻居动怒的呢，他是要受咒诅，是要受谴责的。
So if people rebuke their neighbors, they will be cursed.
所以耶稣这个解释他并不是从来没有的。
So the such interpretation is not the first time.
他只是要说出来上帝对人那个真正的要求是什么。
He's just really speak out the commands from God.
然后呢这个接下来他说向弟兄动怒的就要受审判。
So next he said, be angry with brothers is subjected to judgment.
不过这里有一个很有趣的小插曲，大家看那个小字。22节的小字。
I want to pay attention to the footnotes for verses 22.
里面不一个括号里面很小的。
Things in the parenthesis.
他说有古卷在下面说无缘无故的。
It says in the cortex.
大家知道这个。
Emphasize on with no reason.
大家如果加上这个无缘无故就舒服很多了。
If you feel like you don't curse brothers,without reason, you feel a little better.
你们可能不能相信啊，我为到底查考这个原来圣经到底决定要不要无缘无故呢？这几个字呢，我花了很多时间。
You could not imagine how much time I have spent on finding out the answer regarding if without reason is actually in the original.
为的这个无缘无故，我无缘无故的做了。
For this without reason, I have done something without reason.
我去留意到我手头所有可能查考到的这些经文抄本。
So I have studied actually different versions
和一些经文啊，圣经委员会和这个圣经编辑专家们的意见。
Oh, the work written work by the Bible compilation committee.
为什么呢？这么难呢？这句话呢
？Why this is a such difficult sentence?
很早的抄本就出现了。
Because this phrase appeared in very earlier cortex.
而且呢，这个是什么呢？是很权威的抄本都有。
Even for some very old cortex with high authority.
所以到底有没有呢
？So does it exist?
如果有，这个效果是完全不同的。
If it does exist, it means
如果加上这句话，我相信很多人的良心就要平安很多。
If this is already added into the scripture, you will really feel better.
因为什么？都是他招惹我生气的，对不对？我生气从来不会无缘无故的。
Because that will make you feel like it's his fault. So he caused my angry.
所以你惹我生气是你的错误，对不对？
Because you made me angry, it's your fault.
但是这句话呢，我要很抱歉的告诉大家。
But I have to say sorry.
在最可靠的这个最可靠的这个判断是。原文是没有的。
But the answer I found that, you know, without reasons, it's not in the original, codex.
这个是圣经研究里面最难的部分，那讲起来很复杂，我们讲道里面没有办法分享。
This is a very difficult topic in Bible study.
但是呢，有一个新约学者呢，他就觉得这句话呢，他说是后来的人加进去的。
Well, there is a New Testament scholar suggests that this is added into the scripture later on.
他的目的可能是为了要暖化一下这个原则。
For the purpose of soften a little bit the principle.
但是他说虽然啊这种做法不可取，但是他也是算是一个比较好的 footnote。
He said this is not actually a good behavior, but this might be a good footnote for the text.
他说这个圣经委员会的人怎么说呢？他说这个简直没有必要，画蛇添足就加进去。
He said that for the people serving in the Bible compilation committee, do not think it's necessary.
而且呢，他为什么呢？因为所有发怒，他都需要有一个。都所有的发怒如果是犯罪的话它都有个共同的特点就它的发怒没有正当性。
So there's a common features about being angry, that means there's a lack of legitimacy.
所以这里加上无缘无故就是要告诉我们说这个怒气是不正当的。
So it's emphasized that there's no legitimacy for being angry.
它这个是不正义的。
It's not just.
我们知道圣经里面讲到发怒的时候有的时候我们觉得不公平。
So, we feel like about unfair of the angry expressed by others when we read in the Bible.
为什么呢？因为上帝自己经常发怒。
Because we thought that God actually, you know, expressed his wrath.
但是他说叫我们说你们不可以发怒。
But he's telling us, you cannot be angry.
我们知道耶稣也发怒。
We know Jesus was angry as well.
他在圣殿里面。
He was angry in the temple.
他非常愤怒。
He was very angry.
大家知道，当还有什么事情耶稣很愤怒啊？新约里面有几个事情耶稣很愤怒。
There's several occasions that Jesus was very
angry. 一个是把圣殿当成什么？当成一个贼窝。那其实英文翻译为 market， 就是那个市场。
Yeah, one occasion is people treat.Temple as a market.
大家说说第二个是什么？
What's the second occasion?
教主日学的人一定要知道啊。
People who teach Sunday school, you have to know this.
在马可福音第十章，那些人不让小孩子到耶稣面前来，耶稣怒了。
The people would prevent kids coming from coming to Jesus. Jesus was angry.
所以不好好教主日学，你要小心。
So if you don't come to Sunday school, you need to be careful.
你不努力把孩子送到主日学，你也要小心。
You should be careful if you don't send your kids to the Sunday school.
教会不好好发展主日学，还是要小心。
If the church not pay attention to
the Sunday
school,
因为耶稣对这件事情很愤怒。
Because Jesus is angry about it.
所以我们还看到新约里面耶稣有怒目看他们。
So he's angry about and looking at them.
所以我们知道耶稣也发怒。
So we know Jesus was angry at that occasion.
连摩西也发怒。
Even Moses was angry.
但摩西发怒呢，就有的时候比较好，有的时候比较不好。
But sometimes he was angry for good reason, sometimes for bad reason.
当他看见以色列人拜偶像的时候，他把上帝给他的法板都摔碎了。
When he saw people, you know, worship the idols, then he even threw the tablets and broke the tablets.
上帝没有怪他，怪摩西说：“你敢把我这个第一版给毁了。”
God didn't blame Moses for ruining the tablets.
当第二次摩西上来的时候，上帝说：“我还是呼召你早了点，虽然八十岁还是不成熟。”
So God didn't say that you're not mature yet, even you're 80 years old.
上帝摩西摔碎的时候上帝说好干得好。
So God may say, well, good job when Moses, you know, threw the tablet into the
ground. 是因为当摩西发怒的时候，那个时候上帝也很愤怒。
So when Moses was angry, actually God was angry at the
same time. 我们知道圣经里面发怒有正义的。
So we have to pay attention to that in the scripture. Sometimes being angry, is just.
有合乎上帝的性情的。
It's in line with God's heart.
但是这里的发怒呢
？By here being angry,
毫无疑问就是没有正当性。
Does lack legitimacy.
结果他的这个发怒呢，就表现在什么呢？在咒骂，在辱骂上面。
So the being angry is represented through, you know, seeing cursing people.
他的反骂弟兄是拉加的。
So you says to brothers Raka.
以前那个中国有个传道人说，什么叫拉加呢？就是拉过来加在自己身上。
So a Chinese minister interpreted saying, draw some people and put on you.
这不是希腊文，也不是希伯来文。
This is not Greek. It's not Hebrew.
是个亚兰文。
It's Aramaic. Yeah.
是这个 Raka， 它的意思就是空的。
Raka in Aramaic means empty.
是引申出来的意思就是没有用。
You know, in a broader sense means something useless.
所以这骂人就是什么，就叫做废物。
If you curse someone, you're saying trash, you trash, you fool.
我有一次在一个地方，就是旁边坐着我一个人，就打电话不停的骂人这个废物，就是几十次。
Once I was sitting in a place and overhearing someone really saying, you fool, you trash.
十来分钟过后那个人来了。
Many times.
那个人来跟他见面了。
So after a while, the one who was cursed came to meet this guy.
而且他们俩还经常能够谈得其乐融融。
But they get along very well. They talk to each other nicely.
那我们在想骂人这个说人家是废物，但意思说这很严重。
If you said to a person with words trash,
他说他要受到什么呢？公会的审判。
You will be sent to the Sanhedrin.
这是犹太人里面最高法院。
The Sanhedrin is the supreme court for Jews.
什么意思啊？你骂人，
What does that mean?
骂人是没用的东西，没用的家伙。结果是什么？要上最高法院。
If you curse someone as a trash, you will be sent to the court.
你的罪是很大的。
It's a big sin.
接下来耶稣又说反骂弟兄是魔力的。
Also you say to the brother,
刚才我说那个传道人又来了，他说什么叫魔力呢？比魔鬼还厉害。
Again, the Chinese pastor interpreted as it's more skillful than devil.
然后呢，这个魔力这个词呢，其实它的在亚兰文的意思就是指的这个傻瓜。
Morai in Aramaic means idiot, fool.
或者 fool, 或者在英文圣经有不同的翻译，反正它意思就是人很傻。
Means a person is stupid.
或者说人家说白痴。
Idiot.
我看了一个特别有趣的这个数据。
I've read some data about this.
说一个人的智商45到69.
So if someone has an IQ from 45 to 69.
他会被叫人叫什么？叫做笨的。
So he was called stupid.
你是笨蛋。
It's you are fool.
然后呢，这个45到这个25左右。
Below 45, from 25 to 45.
这种人会被叫做蠢货。
So this
英文就不晓得怎么区分了。
Probably, yeah, idiot, yeah.
然后他说 no, 然后这个 lower than 25, 这个才是白痴。
Below 25 is called retarded.
所以有人认为呢，这种特别他不分为不同的什么笨蛋笨蛋、蠢货和白痴。
So it's something like a retarded, idiot, and a fool.
其实白痴是最严重的。
So the retarded is the most severe.
那耶稣在这里只是说人什么呢？说人这个 fool， 这位大概呢智商是69%以下的。
So here he says the word fool means people might be regarded as stupid.
但是这已经是很严重了。
This is a very serious cursing.
大家知道那个顺便提那个阿甘的智商是多少？是 75%， 对不对？不，就是智商是75%。
If you remember a character in the movie
Forrest
Gump. And then he probably has a IQ around 60, right?
75,
below 75.
对，所以他就不能够上那个学校。
So he could not go to school.
他还不算傻嘛，对不对？
So he's not really a fool.
但已经很傻了，给人感觉。
Well, he looks like stupid.
耶稣说你骂人家是傻瓜。
If you speak to someone fool,
这个结果太吓人了。
The consequence is severe.
他说难免地狱的火。
So you can't avoid the fire of hell.
耶稣在这里讲到地狱呢，这个词呢，是指的一个叫做 Gehenna 这个地方。
So here the word hell refers to a place called Gehenna.
就是在耶路撒冷的南边的一个山谷。
It's a valley in the south part of Jerusalem.
在那个地方呢，是他们倒垃圾的地方。
It's a place people, you know, dump their trash.
然后他们呢，整年的在那里烧，那个火在那里烧。
So they burn the trash all year long.
这个火在烧，所以叫什么？叫做火是不灭的。
So the fire actually never extinguish.
因为它一直在烧。
Because it keeps burning.
然后耶稣说你骂弟兄是笨蛋。
If you say to your brother,
你就要去那个怎么被扔到那个垃圾堆里面去那个烧。
You will be dumped into the dumpster.
我们可能你们每一个人会我们有一些人会感到困惑了。我也就是骂人一句傻瓜而已，为什么会这么严重呢？
So someone might be confused by this. I'm just saying a word fool. So is that serious?
所以你注意了，以后谁是骂别人是傻瓜，就知道他大概都不是基督徒。
So if,
因为他要去地狱嘛。
If you hear someone saying fool, maybe he's not a Christian because he has to go to hell.
在这里耶稣有一个很重要的前提。
So here there's a premise that
emphasized by Jesus. 对这个弟兄愤怒。
Meaning you're angry with the brother.
而且这个愤怒带来了一个什么呢？这种语言上的侮辱。
So you insult your brother in words.
大家知道，就是说这两个词其实不是特别糟糕，或者说是不是特别粗俗的词。
Well, these two words does not seem to be the worst, the most rude words.
但是加上那个愤怒就不一样。
But if it's used in the context of being angry, it's different.
大家知道我们说话那个语气是非常重要的。
Because we know the tone we use to speak is very important.
所以这个写作呢，这麻烦的地方就经常要把人的心理描写出来。
So when you write, you have to describe the mood of people.
他讲这句话的时候那个感受是什么？
The feeling of people.
那所以一个人发怒。
So if someone is angry,
然后他骂你是废物和白痴的时候，
he says to another person, fool or idiot.
这在圣经里面是很严重的。
This is a serious sin.
大家知道为什么？
Why?
因为这个是他一种邪恶的怒气，而且是存心去侮辱这个弟兄。
Because this is something the anger is from the evil, and then you have this intent of insulting people.
雅各书告诉我们。
In the book of James,
他说一个人的嘴里面不能够又祝福又咒诅。
So, you know, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing.
一个泉源里面不会流出两种味道的水，又苦又甜。
Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?
一个存心侮辱弟兄的人。
A person who really wants to insult.
一个带着愤怒去羞辱他弟兄的人。
A person who insult the brother with angry.
他的这个心里面。
So, what is in his heart?
没有神的爱。
He does not have God's love.
这种不对弟兄的不尊重其实是对上帝的不尊重。
So his disrespect to the brother actually is also a disrespect.
在约翰一书的三章第十四到十五节里面
in First John, chapter 3,
他耶稣、这个约翰说呢，凡是不爱弟兄的、
So John suggests here, anyone who does not love his brother,
他就在死里面
remains in death.
他就在黑暗里面
he remains in darkness.
这种人是没有神的生命
this is a person without God's love.
所以大家在这里看到了
So we have to see that.
那种存心带着怒气存心去羞辱弟兄
So a person who really insult the brother with anger
而用语言去这个辱骂的
curse brothers
这些人不是神的儿女
They are not God's children
这是多么严重的一个结果
This is such a severe consequence
我让我们来展开一个、想象
Let's imagine this together.
如果圣经里边说那些如果辱骂神的人
So if a person who curses,
那些人不是神的儿女
They are not God's children.
不是敬畏上帝的百姓
They are not worshiping
God. 但圣经说那些辱骂神百姓的人也不是神的百姓
Also God tells us those who curse the people of God
我们不能够说
not children's God.
我对这家主人很尊重
I can't say that I respect
但是我对
the master of this
我对他的这个家庭极尽羞辱
But I don't I disrespect his family
我很尊重他对这个一家之主
I respect the master of the
但是我把其他人都杀了
But I murdered all others
你就不可能是这个主人的朋友
So you can't be a friend of the master
同样的道理如果你对上帝尊重
Likewise, If you respect the Lord
你就会看这个弟兄是很尊贵的。
You will see the brother very precious.
在这里你会看到一个让我们很震惊的真理，就是一个以一个侮辱上帝子民的人，他就是在亵渎上帝。
So there's a very alarming truth told by Jesus that if you curse the children of God, you are cursing the God.
因为在旧约就很明显。
Because it's very obvious in the Old Testament.
上帝说那个咒诅你的我要咒诅他。
Because God says, whoever curse you, I will curse him.
那个祝福你的我要为你祝福。
Whoever be a blessing of you, I will bless him.
为什么
Why is that?
因为上帝说你们是我眼中的瞳人。
Because you're the pupil of my eye.
因为那些咒诅你们的就是咒诅我。
Because those who curse you are cursing me.
因为你藐视你们的就是藐视我。
Those despise you are despising me.
他们不是侮辱的对象，不是一般啊一个群体，一个小小的民族。
They're not only insult a group or a nation.
他们挑战的是我的权柄。
They're actually challenge the authority of mine.
所以大家知道，你在你眼中的弟兄是什么？
So who is the brother in your eye?
他就是上帝眼中的这眼中所珍贵的。
Because the brother is actually the pupil of God.
当你侮辱他的时候，你就是在侮辱上帝。
When you insult him, you're insulting God.
所以我们不可以怀着怒气去侮辱我们的弟兄。
So we can't insult our brothers with anger.
耶稣是进一步来解释，那这个人跟弟兄的关系到底有多重要呢
？He further interpret brotherhood.
他说，当你到坛前献礼物的时候
，So he said when you come to before the altar offering the gift.
但是你想起来，这个你跟弟兄之间有什么呢？有结怨。
So when you think about the grudge you bear with a brother,
不是说他们两个关系没有好的很。没有非常好。
Doesn't mean a good relationship between them.
但是这里的意思是指他们中间有障碍。
This means there's some problem between them.
他是想起弟兄怀怨，就是两个人有冤仇。
So you bear a grudge.
他说你就要先去跟弟兄和好。
So you have to go to reconcile with a brother.
我刚才讲，可能我们礼拜天大家都去行善去了。
So I just use the example that if people going out on Sunday doing good deeds.
我想告诉你第二个可能就是我们有一天礼拜天人很少因为走到半路的时候想起来我们要先跟人去和好。
So the second possible reason you're not coming to Sunday worship is you're thinking about, oh, I have to reconcile with a brother.
如果教会是因为这样人很少，这个教会是受祝福的。
If not many people stop coming to church because of this reason, this is not a blessed church.
但是牧师经常因为这样缺席就遭殃了。
So, but the pastor is actually suffer from this consequence.
那我们注意呢，耶稣说你到上帝面前来。
So, Jesus emphasized here, when you come before God,
你献祭，
you offering the gift,
你敬拜，
you worship,
你或者祷告，
or you pray,
你或者奉献，
or you give offering.
这个不是最重要。
This is not the most important.
他说如果你跟人有结怨，
If you really, you know, you're bearing a grudge.
他说你要先跟他和好。
You have to go to reconcile.
在二十世纪有一本很薄的书。
In the 20th century, there's a very small, thin book.
但被称为是二十世纪最有分量的伦理学著作。
But it's called one of the most important ethics book.
那本书是法文写的。
The book was written in French.
翻成中文大概只有80页左右。
But translated into Chinese in 80 pages.
他讲什么呢？他一个概念就叫做面向他人。
What does book talk about is facing others.
是一个犹太哲学家写的。
It's written by a Jewish philosopher.
他说，他引用犹太人的一句话说，他说你得罪了上帝，你在安息日可得到宽恕。
He said an old saying by Jew saying that if you are if you offend the God, you can be forgiven at Sabbath.
但是他说，如果你得罪了弟兄呢，你在安息日将得不到宽恕。
But if you are indebted to your brothers, you can't be forgiven.
除非你之前跟他和好。
Except that you go to reconcile.
你会看到这里一个让人震惊的原则是什么？是得罪人，甚至。他跟得罪神的这个同等的可怕。
So here is a very important principle that if you are offending the God, it's as serious as you're offending your brother.
甚至与人先和好，甚至有优先性。
So reconcile with your brother actually is even a priority.
所以耶稣说，你们这些宗教礼仪，你们对这些。这些的宗教生活，这是次要的。
So the religious rituals are even come secondary.
更重要的，你是要有跟弟兄有没有和好。
More important is to reconcile with your brother.
所以大家想一想，耶稣把人跟人的关系把它提到到这个程度。
So really, Jesus has emphasized on the importance of relationship between others.
人跟上帝的关系很重要，人跟人的这个关系也是一样重要。
The relation between a man and God is important.
所以在
so is the relationship between man and man.
所以在加尔文的名著，他在一开头怎么说呢？
So in one of Calvin's work,
他说人类的主要的知识就是两个，一个是上帝的，一个是人的。
So there are two kinds of knowledge. One is knowledge from God, the other is knowledge from
man. 那到底我们要先认识神还是先认识人呢？
We should get to know God first or get to know man first.
我第一次读的时候很让我感到吃惊的地方就是他说两个同样重要，难分先后。
I was amazed as I was first reading this book because Carmen emphasized it's equally important.
所以我们知道这个人在上帝的眼中是极其尊贵的。
So we know man is so important in God's eye.
我们今天对人的侮辱，对弟兄的侮辱，其实直接就是挑战的是上帝的权威。
So if we insult a brother, that means we really challenge the authority of God.
所以耶稣强调与弟兄和好比宗教生活更重要。
So here, Jesus emphasized that reconciling with your brother is even more important than religious rituals.
耶稣用了第二个例子。
The second illustration Jesus used here.
就是你要偿还亏欠。
So you have paid the debt.
第一个呢可能是指的在这个人的这个精神状况，心理状况。
The first one talked about a person's psychological status.
有怨气。
You have anger in your heart.
但是第二个呢，就是指的用很现实的，就叫你要偿还亏欠。
The second illustration refers to paying the debt.
他说你正在告你的对头在路上。
So you will walk on the way together with your adversary.
他说你就赶紧跟他和好。
You go ahead and reconcile.
恐怕他把你送给审判官。
Otherwise he will send you to the judge.
他说你就要坐牢了。
So you will be put in, thrown in the prison.
曾经有一个非常有趣的故事。
There's a very interesting story I want to share.
有个弟兄呢向另外一个弟兄借钱。
One brother borrows money from another brother.
他说根据圣经的教导，有人向你借钱，你是不能拒绝的。
He said that according to a biblical teaching, you can't refuse my borrowing money from you.
然后呢，你也不可以向他什么要。
Also, you can't ask him to return the money to him.
他都有根据圣经根据的。
Because he said they're
所以你不能够任凭那个。那个弟兄里面的任他贫穷，你这是很这是可怕的。
So he said you can't let a brother be poor.
所以犹太人对那个贫穷人，他需要他们的民族对这个贫穷人是要特别照顾的。
So Jews usually give charity a lot to poor people.
结果那个弟兄呢也借钱给他。
So the other brother actually loaned his money.
但是呢，经常会叫他还钱。
But he often go after
the borrower
saying,
你怎么可以这样没有爱心?
You need to return my money. Why you like a heart of love?
然后他说不给你经文是不行的。
He said, if I don't give you some Bible verses, probably you won't return my money.
所以就有一次把他关在到了家里的时候把他关在一个小房间里面锁起来。
So then once he kind of restrained him in a small room.
然后在外面念圣经给他听。一分钱没还清你都不能够从里面出来。
And then he started to read the Bible verses. If you don't even pay the last penny, you won't be get out.
所以我们知道这里耶稣要我们要偿还亏欠。
So Jesus is here teaching us that to pay the debt.
意思是他要告你。
Because he's accuse you.
他不一定呢，这里是个比喻，他不一定指的弟兄真的会把你告到法院。
Of course, this is a parable or metaphor that is not means he accuses you, to the court.
但是你因为你的亏欠，他在内心有一个控告。
Because you're dead, you're in debt to your brother, so he has a accusing in his heart.
耶稣说你要把它还清。
So you have to pay the debt.
所以这就是表达出对弟兄的关系的重要性。
So this is again express the importance of brotherhood.
我在这里呢，顺便提一句。
By the way, I want to say.
我们的下个礼拜我们就有受洗。
Next week, next Sunday, we're going to have a baptism.
如果在你的这个群体的关系里面。
If in your relationship.
完全还有很多的纠结。
If you still have a debt,
还有很多的怨恨
you still have revenge,
还在纠缠不清
you still confused
我要说你去处理那个比接受受洗更重要
So you have to deal with that first before you can be baptized.
所以耶稣告诉我们人与人之间的关系是这样神圣的
So Jesus reminded us the relationship between man and man is such holy.
我最后要提醒大家
At last, I want to remind you.
我们不可以去损害和侮辱所谓的白痴。
We can't insult and attack people who seem to be stupid.
大家知道在俄国有个很著名的作家叫托斯托耶夫斯基。
There's a very famous writer in Russian, and it's Dostoevsky.
他写了两本书。
He has written
他写了很多书啊，其中我只得了两本。
He has written many books, and I'm going to cite two books of his.
第一本呢叫做《被损害与被侮辱的》。
The first book titled as The Insulted and Injured.
大家知道这个主人公是谁呢
？Do you know who is the key characters in the book?
这是其实就是耶稣。
Actually, it's really Jesus.
这也是一个复旦大学一个人写的博士论文，就是研究耶稣在中国的遭遇。
Actually, a doctor student at Fudan University did his dissertation study on Jesus in the context of this book.
他在这本书里面表达了这个托斯托夫斯基表达的这个耶稣被人轻看、藐视、侮辱的这么一个形象。
In his book, Dostoevsky really described about Jesus was insulted, was despised.
然后在他还没有写完，觉得还没有写完，就发展出第二本书，叫做《白痴》。
Even at the time that he has not finished the first book,
这个
he got the thought of writing second book.
这个白痴是谁呢？
Who is the idiot?
这个白痴的形象也是从耶稣身上来的。
Actually, he also used the image of Jesus for
his
character.
耶稣在给人印象就是不通世故。
In people's impression, people have the impression of Jesus as not knowing the sense, the common sense.
不跟那个上流社会同流合污。
He's not really trying to get along with the people in the high class.
所以人家把这种人叫白痴。
So people call this kind of person idiot.
我们今天常常去损害和侮辱别人，是用我们很世俗的那种观念。
We oftentimes insult people with a worldly view.
这两本书提醒我们。
These two books remind us.
我们去侮辱所谓那些白痴，甚至就是其实就是直接侮辱耶稣。
If we insult those so-called idiots,
他指出俄罗斯人逼迫的不是一个没有势力的这一个普通老百姓。
He suggests in the book that the Russians not only insult a person without power.
他们藐视的是上帝。
They actually despise God.
所以我们今天很容易去轻视那些白痴。
So now we used to really look down upon the people simply stupid.
但你要知道，你做什么在他们身上，就是做在耶稣的身上。
So if you do the things to them, it's like you do to Jesus.
耶稣说，在他们坐牢的时候。
Jesus said, when they're in prison,
他们没有衣服穿的时候，
when they have no clothes,
他们没有东西吃的时候，
when they have nothing to eat,
当我们对待那些人给他们食物给他们衣服的时候，耶稣说你们就是接待我。
When you treat those people in need, you are like treating me.
但是耶稣说，如果谁把我这小子里面的其中一个把他给绊倒了，
小子
就是这、
okay.
就是孩子。
Okay, if you trampled one of my children,
他说你就是怎么呢？在马太第十八章说，你不如把这个大磨石挂在他的脖子上。
You probably should even hang that big stone on his neck.
然后把他给沉到海里面去。
So then you sank him into the ocean.
这些经文有个难了解的地方，到底是把别人绊倒了这个人，把他沉到海里面去呢？还是把那个小孩呢，干脆呢，把他石头挂在脖子上，把他沉下去。
This is again a difficult sentence to comprehend. It's your sank that person, or you sank that child.
那个我们到十八章再说。但是这里耶稣告诉我们是这种行为是很严重、很可怕的。
We'll deal with that situation when we come to chapter 18. But this is a very horrible deed.
今天真是一个好日子。
Today is a good day.
是让我们提醒我们怎么样对待所谓的愚蠢的人。
We are reminded about how to treat the so-called idiot.
所以在愚人节就是提醒我们不可以对人家说是白痴。
For on the day, on the April 1st, the Fool Day, we are reminded to not treat others as fools.
是因为你把弟兄看成那样，就是在挑战上帝。
Because when you view a person as a fool, you are challenged God.
箴言书说你那些侮辱那些卑微的人，他就是侮辱那些创造他们的主。
So in Proverb, it was said that if you insult the people who seem to be in low class, then you're like really insult the creator of that.
所以每一个个体在神的眼中都是神圣的。
Each individual is holy, precious in God's eye.
每一个人，我们对待他人的时候，我们要有敬畏之心。
As we treat everybody, we have to have a heart of fear to God.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们预备自己的心来领受圣餐，我们一起祷告。
Let's prepare our heart to partake Lord's table and